Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 18th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. Today we are learning Perek Yudches Mishnah Beis and Perek Yudches Mishnah Gimel as we finish off the Perek and continue our discussion regarding excessive exertion, excessive work on Shabbos. Again, you're not violating any malachas per se, but the Chacham, the rabbi, said that on a midrabbanan level, on a rabbinic level, you can't exert yourself, you can't do anything that requires too much effort and too much work. Says the Mishnah, Chavilei Kash, Vechavilei Eitzim, Vechavilei Zerud. And this is the halacha regarding bundles of straw, bundles of soft twigs, and bundles of pruned branches on Shabbos. Im hiskin on the Meichel Behema Metalfalin Osan. If one designated them before Shabbos as animal food, right, that can be eaten by animals, then certainly a person may move them on Shabbos. They're not mukta, and therefore they're allowed to be moved. Like we said in the previous mission, anything that's not mukta can be moved for a mitzvah. But if one did not designate them before Shabbos as animal food, then we may not move them on Shabbos. These items are considered to be usually used as fuel, as something that might cause you to light a fire, and therefore they're mukta, unless they are designated specifically for the permitted purpose, such as animal food. Now, continuing in the mission, generally speaking, it is usur, it is forbidden on Shabbos to put a non-mukta item under something that is mukta, but we're going to learn now an exception to this rule. And again, the general halacha is that if a permitted item holds or supports a mukta object, then the base itself becomes a mukta. This is referred to as a basis ledavar ha'asur, something that is based upon something that is that has something on top of it that is a mukta, becomes mukta itself. Therefore, one may not put a permitted item under something that is mukta, because one therefore is making the bottom item mukta, and it is forbidden to make something mukta on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Kovnes Asal Lefnei Ha'Afrochin Kadesh Yalu V'Yerdu. You're allowed to turn over a basket in front of these little chicks so that they will climb up and down on it. This is allowed even though the chicks themselves are mukta, and animals, generally speaking, are mukta on Shabbos. But you're still allowed to do this because they will remain on the basket for only a few seconds. You're not going to assume that they're not creating it as a basis davar asur for a significant amount of time. They're just going to climb a little bit and therefore make it mukta for that little and negligible amount of time. Now we're going to continue discussing this concept of animals being mukta on Shabbos, and we're going to say that even though animals are generally mukta on Shabbos, they may be moved under certain circumstances. Says the Mishnah, Tarnigoles Shabarcha, if a hen is running away, she escaped from the house, and it's in danger of getting hurt or lost. You're allowed to prod it from behind until it enters the house. That even though the hen is mukta, moving it in this way is permitted in order to bring it to a safe place. Now, normally, it is even forbidden to prod an animal on Shabbos because it is inevitable that one's going to move at least part of it. And the halacha is that moving even part of a mukta item is asur, as we're going to learn in Perek Chaf Gimel of Maseches Shabbos. But the prodding an animal is permitted only for the purpose of protecting it, as the Tosfos Yom Tov points out. Continuing in the Mishnah regarding another halacha with the moving an animal, midadin agalin usiyachin b'rishus harab. You're allowed to make calves and young donkeys walk through a rishus harab, a public area on Shabbos, meaning what you're allowed to grasp the animal's neck or its sides, and you can pull it gently so that it will walk on its legs. Since an animal is mukta, this is permitted only to protect it from harm or for suffering. Now, when it comes to the malacha of hotzah on Shabbos, normally you can't carry something in a public area, so you're also not transgressing that prohibition here because the animal is doing its own walking. You're not carrying it, you're not forcing it to walk, you're just prodding it, and for that you're allowed to do it again in order to protect it. Now we're going to discuss a similar concept, not regarding an animal, and now we're going to discuss regarding a child. What about a child helping a child move in a rishus harab, in a public area? Isha midades b'nai, woman may make her child walk through a public area, means she can also hold on to his arm and pull him and so on. Amar Rav Yehuda says, Amosai, when was she allowed to do this? Bizman, Shehu notil achas umaniach achas, when he's lifting up one foot and putting down another foot, meaning as long as he's walking on his own and she's simply assisting him, she's simply helping him, then she's allowed to prod him. But if he's simply dragging his feet and she's pulling him that way, then it would be prohibited for her to pull him, because dragging something is considered to be an act of hotzah, an act of carrying. Now, the truth is, even if she were to carry him, she would not be liable on a daraisa level, because we learned previously the concept of chai nosei etz atzmo, that a living person has the really ability to carry himself, meaning to say a human being can assist in balancing himself and holding himself up. Nevertheless, this would be an iser midirabanan of dragging something, would be hotzah on a midirabanan level, on a rabbinic level. Continuing now, Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Gimel, as we're going to discuss the halachos of birthing an animal and a birthing woman. It says the Mishnah, Miyaldin as a behemah biyom tov. You're not allowed to deliver an animal of its young on Yom Tov, and certainly Kal Vachomer, this would be true on Shabbos as well. On Shabbos, halachos are even stricter, and you're not allowed to do that. You can't draw out the baby from the womb. You can't birth a baby animal on Shabbos Yom Tov, because this is also involving excessive exertion. It's a lot of effort and work, and therefore you can't do it on Shabbos Yom Tov. Aval misadin, but you may assist in delivery on Yom Tov by holding the baby as it comes out, since that requires a little bit less effort, a little bit less exertion. Umiyaldin as a isha b'Shabbos, but certainly you can deliver a woman. You can help a woman deliver a baby on Shabbos, and obviously on Yom Tov. V'korin lachachama mimakom lamakom, and you can certainly call for a midwife to help her, even if the midwife has to travel from one place to another and leave the tchum Shabbos, the boundary that she's allowed to go on Shabbos. Umechalan alas a Shabbos, and certainly you can desecrate the Shabbos, you can violate the Shabbos in any way, shape, or form if you're helping in the birthing of a baby. This is a situation of pikuach nefesh, or a person's life is in danger, both the life of the woman and the life of the child being born. And therefore, you have an obligation to be mechal al Shabbos, to desecrate Shabbos, in order to save a person's life, even for suffic pikuach nefesh. Even when there's a doubt, you have the ability, you have the obligation to violate Shabbos in order to help someone and possibly save their life. Now we're going to finish off with discussing a few halachas of newborn babies on Shabbos. Now the status of a newborn baby is just, we should know in general, has the status of a safek sakana, that the baby is considered to be in a state of danger, and therefore there are certain halachas that you're allowed to do in order to keep the baby safe. Says the mission of the kosherin es hatabur, you're allowed to tie up the umbilical cord of a newborn, and therefore you're shortening its length, because otherwise it might get caught on something and endanger the child, although you really shouldn't cut the umbilical cord until after Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer af choschen, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can even cut the umbilical cord, because otherwise the mother might accidentally tug at it, which is also dangerous. And as the Bartanura points out, we paskin like this opinion of Rabbi Yossi, you can cut the umbilical cord on Shabbos itself. And the Mishnah concludes, V'chol tzarchei mila osin b'Shabbos, and anything that is needed for the bris milah of a baby on Shabbos, if, assuming that this is the eighth day, it wasn't a delayed bris milah, but if it's the eighth day and this is the day of the baby's bris, so you could do whatever you need to do for the baby's bris, the baby's circumcision on Shabbos, even if that involves performing malachos that would otherwise not be allowed. And as the Mishnah is continuing next parak, Parak Yotes, we're going to discuss exactly what the halachos are of a bris milah, of a circumcision being done on Shabbos. Quick review. Perek Yurches Mishnah Beis discussed the halachos of all of these different types of bundles, of straw, of twigs, and so on. And we said that as long as you prepare it before Shabbos and designate it as food for the animals, then certainly you can move them on Shabbos as well. However, if you didn't, then we're going to assume that they're being used as fuel, and then therefore they would be mukta on Shabbos. And then we discussed an exception to the rule of buses, where we do allow you to put a mukta item on, really on top or under a non-mukta item. And we said that if you're allowed to overturn a basket in front of chicks, that they will climb up and down on them, because then it's going to be a very, very insignificant amount of time that they're going to be on this little basket, and therefore we're not concerned in that situation. And then we said that there's a situation where you're allowed to, even though animals are generally muktzah on Shabbos, you can move them in certain circumstances. If you have a hen, for example, escape from the house and is in danger of getting hurt or lost, there too you can prod it and you can make it go into your house. Furthermore, the Mishnah said, that you're allowed to prod and make these calves and these young donkeys walk through a Rishus HaRabim, a public domain on Shabbos. Again, it's only for the protection of the animal. And you're allowed to do that. We're not concerned about Hotzah. We're not concerned of moving Muktzah, because again, they're walking on their own. And then the Mishnah then continued and finished off by discussing what about a woman and her child. So we said that a woman can make her child walk through a Rishus HaRabim, a public domain on Shabbos. We're not concerned there of the issue of Hotza'ah, unless the child is dragging his feet. If he's walking on his own two legs, so we can assume sometimes you have a baby complaining, a child who's complaining, he doesn't want to walk. So sometimes the parent needs to, push him along a little bit, which is perfectly permitted, not Hotza'ah. But if the child's dragging his or her feet, that would not be allowed. That would be forbidden to pull him, because dragging is an act of hotzav, carrying on a midrabanan level, certainly at least when it comes to a person who's living. And then Perek Yudches, Mishnah Gimel, discussed the laws of birthing an animal and birthing a woman. And we said that you're not allowed to deliver an animal because that's too much exertion, too much tircha on Shabbos. However, you can assist in the delivery in Yom Tov by holding the baby as it comes out, since this requires less tircha, since that requires less effort. And you can deliver a woman, certainly, of her child on Shabbos, and you can even call in a midwife to come and so on. You can do Mechal Shabbos in any way, shape, or form, because, again, we're dealing with a situation of sakon of pikuach nefesh, of where a person's life is potentially in danger on Shabbos. And for that, you can do anything. And then the Mishnah, or almost anything, I should say. And then the Mishnah concludes by telling us that you can machlokas, can you tie the umbilical cord or not? That was a machlokas. We ultimately hold, like Rabbi Yossi, that you can cut the umbilical cord on Shabbos. And the Mishnah concludes by telling us that anything related to a bris milah, to a circumcision, you can do on Shabbos. Have a great day.